Hey everyone, today I'm going to be answering the 50 Random Questions questionnaire by Dante Creates. I'm supposed to be writing a paper, but you know when you wake up and your body is just not ready to do work? That's how I feel. So instead of doing that, I'm just going to answer these questions. So let's get started. I haven't looked at them beforehand, so this might be a mess. I'm sorry if it is, and I'm sorry if the audio quality isn't that good, but I'm recording this with my AirPods, sorry for the flex, just had to say, and I don't know what the mic quality is like on this thing, so it might be horrible, I'm sorry if it is, but let's get started. First question is, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity, yes or no? Yes. 2, do you have a crush on a member of this community? No. Not like a real crush anyway. 3, who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I have a huge crush on, what's his face? Jake Gyllenhaal? Is his name Jake? I think it is. He's the person I want to have sex with, and I don't even know his name, right? But I think his name is Jake Gyllenhaal. And I don't know why, but I think he's just so sexy. So him. 4, have you ever given or received anal in real life? I've never given it, but I've received it, and it's a lot of fun. And I would recommend it to a friend if they were curious. 5, would you rather give or receive oral sex? I'd rather give it, to be honest. 6, what is your favorite tag? Like to listen to or like to make? Okay, well, to listen to. My favorite thing to listen to is Ramble Fap. My favorite thing to make, like my favorite tag to make, I don't know, blowjob? Or like something relaxing? Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? I would like to write more scripts. Like I've never done a not safe for work script yet. So I'd like to try writing that. And I'd like to try writing like a GFE type of sexy script. Okay, 8, are you a member of the Mile High Club? I think that's when you have sex in a plane. And I've never done that, so no. 9, have you ever fucked in a car? Yes. I think I've had sex in a car more than I've had sex on a bed. because I'm a student with no privacy who has sex with other students with no privacy. So it's like Thursday night, you hit up your boo, you're like, what's up? What are you saying? You trying to smash? They're like, yeah, is your house free? You're like, no. Is your house free? They're like, no. So you go to the car. It's not bad. Like, it's pretty good. You can't do, like, as much as you could do on a bed. And we're all broke students, so everyone's car is, like, super old and busted. But it's okay. Like, you can't really get your pussy eaten in a car unless there's, like, a lot of space in the car. So that kind of sucks. But you can get fingered in a car. That's pretty cool. You can suck dick in a car. That's a lot of fun. You can ride in a car. You can do doggy in a car, which are like the only two positions you need. So it's pretty good. I don't mind it. But it gets really hot in there, like really hot and stuffy, and your windows fog up. But it's fun. Okay, 10, do you gravitate towards rougher audios or more vanilla content? I gravitate towards more vanilla stuff. 11, does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? Yes, one person. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? I guess French vanilla would be my favorite. Or mint, like mint chocolate chip. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Aunt, apparently. Name your favorite video game, if any. Animal Crossing, 100%. My favorite video game. Also, like, the only video game I've ever played. Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? No, I can't juggle. What is your single best talent? I don't know. I'm a good listener. And I'm very empathetic, if that counts as a talent. What direction are you facing right now? I have no idea. Anyone who knows me knows I have absolutely no sense of direction. Like, I have zero sense of direction. Even on, like, Google Maps, where you're, like, walking and it shows you, like, the blue line, like, where you are and where you're supposed to go, I always walk in the wrong direction. I have absolutely no sense of direction. And I don't know what direction I'm facing right now. But if I had to guess, I would say south. But I'm not sure. I'm sorry. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My desk, which I would not be mad at, since I don't feel like working anyways. I've just been so lazy this whole week. Like, on Monday, my internet went out, and it went out from Monday to Wednesday. Thursday, I had to go to a class where it's, like, your mark depends on, like, your participation, but I just, like, could not get the motivation to go. So I emailed my professor and I pretended like my internet was still down just so I didn't have to go. Okay, 19, what is your alcoholic drink of choice? I don't drink, actually, for no reason other than I just think alcohol tastes gross. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? All of them. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? No, because it's yucky. Have you ever had drunken sex? No, because I don't like the way alcohol tastes. And I always say that, and people are like, well, you don't drink alcohol for how it tastes. Well, if I'm not going to drink it for how it tastes, then what's the point of drinking it? You know what I mean? So, next question. Favorite sex position, least favorite? Favorite is, favorite is reverse cowgirl. Second favorite is regular cowgirl. Third favorite is doggy. Least favorite, I don't know, missionary? Or, like, on my side. I don't hate them. Just, like, I wouldn't pick them, like, as my first pick. Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I don't know, a sub, I guess? Sub or switch? I don't know. 25. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? No. Not usually. 26. Have you ever had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one? I've never had one. Would I want to try one? Maybe. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? No. There's a lot of highly sexual people who have no idea where the clitoris is. There's a lot of highly sexual people who just suck and know nothing about anatomy, so no, I don't. I think you can be highly sexual and still have no idea what's going on. What brought you to this community? I don't know, to be honest. Like, I don't really remember. I just stumbled upon it one day, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And the next question, what keeps you here? Probably all like the support I get and the nice comments and the fact that it's just a lot of fun. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? I do it because it's fun. That's what I would say. 31, can you whistle a tune? No. I actually don't know how to whistle. Can you use chopsticks? No. I've tried to learn like a million times and I just can't do it. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I say pop. I feel like that's what everyone says in Canada. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I say pop. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? I've actually never been to a concert before. And I don't know if I necessarily care about going to one. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No, I have not. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No. I've kissed a man in the balls, but I've never kicked one. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? I've actually never voted before for no reason other than, like, when I was 18 and they, like, send you the voting card or whatever, I forgot to register and then I just never registered after that. But I should. I know I should vote. But I just don't. Because I'm lazy. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Hell no. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes. Butter or margarine? I guess butter. I don't know, I like both, but I cook more with butter than I do with margarine. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Oh, this is so hard. I know it says do not explain, but I love meat, but I couldn't only eat meat. So I'd pick vegetarian. Favorite cartoon as a child? Probably SpongeBob SquarePants. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? No, I think people can change. What is your favorite part of sex? The part where the dick goes inside me. I'm just kidding. My favorite part is, I don't know, I guess like being held or like grabbed. I think that's my favorite part. Okay, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. I actually feel pretty normal doing it. I don't feel like awkward or anything. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel normal. Okay, writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? I've written a few things, but I've never really felt that way before. 47. Yeah, 47. Vagina eaters, what is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? I've never eaten a vagina before, so I'm not sure. 48 is more up my alley. The question is, cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy? I don't know. Again, it depends on who the man is. Some men will like something that, you know, other men don't. But something that I found that majority of people like is when the dick is in your mouth, put half of it in your mouth, not the whole thing, put like half of it, and then half of it in your mouth, suck on it, and then while you're sucking on it, use your tongue and make like circles like on that part that's touching your tongue. That makes sense. Like, put your tongue, like, flat on it and then like make like circles with your tongue while you're sucking on it and it's in your mouth, but it doesn't really have the same effect if you're like, if it's like all the way down your throat, because then it's not the same. Okay, just listen, put it in your mouth halfway, suck on it, use your tongue, like make the circles, and thank me later. Okay. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? I have so many. Okay, mention one and why you like it. I have a huge stuffed dog named Frankie, and he wears a Christmas hat, and I like him because he's just really big and soft, and you can cuddle with him. Okay, so I'm on the last question now, and it's only been 16 minutes, so this wasn't even, like, a super great way to procrastinate. But anyways, question 50 is, think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Okay, I know like 3.5 landmarks, so, I don't know. I actually have no idea, so, I don't know, but a kind of related but not really related answer is, I've always wanted to have sex outside. Like, on, like, a blanket or something, which is not the question, but it's kind of related since I can't answer the original question. But I think that would be a lot of fun. Unless you're, like, lying down on a rock or something, that might be kind of painful, or, like, you might get, like, carpet burn, like, on your knees if, like, you're the man or whatever. But, yeah. Okay, so that was 17 minutes of my life. And that was not long enough for procrastination, so I am going to upload this and then do something else to procrastinate. So I hope you guys like this. And yeah, bye.